Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. It's only Blooming Football Club, John.
It's Cadogan. Only Blooming
John
Football
Cadogan. Club. It's John only... Canada.
John Canada.
That's John Canada. Nice. I've
been to Canada.
And I'm John Canada.
Hey, I'm John Canada. from...
John. This is good for you.
It's a good
name. What's your middle name again? What's your middle name again?
Can you remember?
It's a great one, isn't it?
It's a good one.
It's like Zeus or something, isn't it?
go for
Hercules.
Go for your Italian painters.
Sculptors. Oh, yeah. It's Vincente.
No.
It's...
Think of your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God. You know my brain doesn't work. Come on.
Raphael.
Raphael.
Yeah.
Raphael Canada is a whole other life for you, John.
With the news on NBC, I'm Raphael Canada.
Raphael Canada is swooping in to buy Torquay United. As we
Who
speak.
Is he? Who is this mysterious?
It's Raphael. Hi, Raphael I'm Canada. Raphael Canada. Hi. I'm here to save the club.
Who am I? You don't need to know that.
You don't need to know.
Quite mysterious, I imagine, Raphael Canada.
Yeah, I think, maybe he's not actually got any money at all.
That's the don't vibe. Look too closely.
It's only Blooming Football Club.
Maybe that would be his first move. I'm changing the logo.
Yeah.
It's only Blooming Football Club.
Oh, this is nice. You'll like this on the logo. So Cheltenham last week, obviously we did the Cheltenham episode.
Yeah,
it's
only Blooming Jockey Club.
At one point, I had to walk to Paddy Power's box with actual Paddy Power, who's a very nice man, isn't he, John?
You know? He is, yeah, very nice.
And I had a sort of 10-minute walk with Paddy Power. I said, Paddy, do you want to buy Torquay United? Do you? This would be great.
I did think about asking him.
Such a good PR move for Paddy Power, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Think of the cheeky thing. He said, all right, who is
change the colours to green.
Who is it again? I said, you could change away kit to green.
Yeah.
No one would mind. No
problem. Do what you like.
We'd accept that, you know. I said, it's Torquay. He said, who is it again? I said, it's Torquay United. Oh, right. I said, the Gulls. Come on, come and save the Gulls. The Doves. I said,
come on, you Doves.
They can be the Doves. If you want them to be the Doves.
Yeah, the Doves. Yeah.
The Doves sound like a... And then I thought, that sounds like a nice... Sounds like a nice team, the Doves, doesn't it?
The Doves. It's a bit too nice.
Yeah,
possibly
nice, peaceful, but they're allowed to just stay in the league even if they come bottom because everyone likes the zen that comes over them. Raphael Canada owns the Doves with Paddy Power on the board. Before each game, they come out and they let a load of Doves go.
That. The goals swoop in and attack them.
The goals hammer them.
Yeah.
It wasn't a successful.
Didn't sound
pitch.
Like a firm though. But also, I've had those conversations with him and he says, yeah.
And then the, it sort of was a no because the fact was he had never heard of the club and thought they were called the Doves. So that feels like a no.
I think I might try again. I think it's a good option.
It's a great option, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone has a big PR thing for their company. Come on.
Fantastic.
Come and pour £1 million into nothing. Come on.
They have 100% got £1 million or €1 million to pour down the drain.
To waste.
They
spend
don't need
it on Barry from EastEnders. He's probably on a few quid.
I can say all this the now, club yet, John, I don't have any kind of tie-in to whatsoever. And no one's bought the club yet.
No one's bought the club, John. Have you bought the club, John, secretly? Secretly?
Would I tell you if I had?
I don't know. Have you put in a bid?
Raphael? No, is there no comment interview?
Oh, wow. The Doves. What? For the Doves? A no comment interview.
Come on, and you Doves.
I like the sound of them, do you?
The Doves. I just think it just sounds a bit like we've rolled over and sort of surrendered before we've even started.
If someone came in, John, and went, okay, I'm going to buy Torquay United. It will still be at Plainmoor, but I am changing the colours to grey kits. Everyone's in grey kits. Then they're called the Doves from now on. And all memories of the gulls, yellow and blue, all those things will be
all gone.
Absolutely erased.
And
from the club's
all the
history.
Pre-match, everyone's going, whoa.
Come on, you Doves.
Why can't I do it now?
Wow, John, lost your skills.
It's gone.
Wow, all your powers have gone.
Usually one of my...
Since you left TalkSport, all your powers have gone.
Yeah, I can't do that, Dove.
You can't do that.
There you go, that's a bit better.
Just try and do Ronnie Corbett. Get back into it.
Well,
oh yeah, it's fine. Still got that. Still got that to fall back on. So if someone came in and erased all the club's history, it was still at Plainmoor. The colours changed, the name changed, and the nickname changed. Is that still Torquay United, John? Yeah, a philosophical question for you.
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it? I mean, I think the Torquay United that I love disappeared a while ago. So why not? Why the hell not?
You make it sound so sad, John.
It is quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very sad.
Let's be honest. It's to the point where it really hit home last night when you messaged me saying, well, we won't get anything out of Hampton and Richmond on Saturday. He's going, oh, God. Just putting those words together in a sentence. We won't get anything out of Hampton and Richmond.
We won't be. The Beavers will absolutely hammer the Doves on Saturday.
How's that happened? We played Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough. On the level playing field.
Not sure about it. Not sure about Devon. I went to Devon Day at Devon and Exeter Racecourse once for my dad's birthday, and they raced Shire horses.
I thought it was something fairly bleak. Yeah. Badger baiting.
Not over the jumps, I will say that. Yeah, what's happening at Devon Day? Is there some badger baiting going on?
Yeah, it's all going on there.
All the stuff's going on. People are going to have a fight at half time. Just like Union Street. They're going to call a bit Union Street. Everyone's going to get hammered on £1 a pint cider. Get absolutely hammered.
Ooh.
It's depressing, isn't it? Hampton and Richmond. And I mean, Yeovil away. I mean, I'll tell you what. I salute everybody going to Dover away.
Yeah, that's
away.
A real... There's a no win if ever I saw one, isn't it?
Well,
what's the upside
congratulations to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and go to Weymouth away because that's on Wednesday night. Not Weymouth
away.
Taunton away.
Taunton away. Okay.
Doesn't look like there's a knight in shining armour coming over the hill, John.
No,
does it?
And the players have sort of given up, it feels like. And you can't blame it in a way.
You wouldn't want to get injured, would you, if you were going to be looking for a club in 3-4 weeks' time?
Maybe that. Just general uncertainty. And I mean, they have now been paid, but general uncertainty. Are they going to get paid?
Not allowed to sell anybody. I suppose there's no point, is there? Because they can move on for free soon. So they wouldn't. Would they bother?
They've got no sell value, really, have they?
You not think? Two of our players have got some resale value.
I know, but most of them are out of contract, aren't they? Who are these mystery players with a sell value?
Aaron Jarvis. Someone should buy him, surely.
I think he's out of contract at the end of the season, though.
6 weeks' time, he's out of contract, isn't he?
Yeah, so he's got no... Yeah.
This is very boring if you're not a Torquay fan.
No, it's not.
But this is just where we are, I'm afraid. That's where we are with this. This podcast started off in the National League South. It looks like it's going to end up in the Southern League Premier, John.
We are
looked up where we go.
Where are we going?
Bracknell Town.
Okay.
Basingstoke.
Yeah.
The league, John, not in a cup first round, in the league.
This sounds like a pre-season friendly so far, but go on.
Tiverton, same league as them.
Bloody hell. Martin Rogers, is he still there?
Didcot Town. Who knows? Martin Rogers, lucky Martin.
Yeah.
Didcot Town. Chesham, but they'll be coming up, so we won't even get to play Alex Horn's team.
We could end up in the league below Chesham.
Below Nigel Adderley's Chesham.
Good God.
Love to Nigel. Yeah, so it's pretty bleak, John. I mean,
we played Sheffield Wednesday.
I'd take it over a Phoenix, I think. The energy for a Phoenix is it high or low, do you think, John?
I don't think it would be AFC Wimbledon, put it that way. I don't think we're still rocketing back up the leagues with back-to-back
AFC
promotions.
AFC Wimbledon's London, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's London, isn't it? Yeah. So it'll give a chance for all those people who go, there is a player who plays for Buckland. He scored 60 goals this season. You should be having a look at him. Give all those players a chance.
Yeah.
Isn't it? There's someone who plays for Exmouth who scored 95 goals this season. He should be playing for Torquay. Get him on the pitch. Those idiots. Like it's the same thing.
Idiots.
It's bloody Amdram. It's like watching Amdram and going, yeah, they should be playing Jean Valjean in the West End. That bloke can't remember his lines.
Name Ken Kenford.
At Toads.
Yeah.
Same as that. Absolutely unbelievable.
Bleak. I didn't think it could get much lower than where we were when we started this podcast, but suddenly we're going to find out, aren't we? Didn't we find it once? Isn't there a podcast about the Southern League or the Western League or something?
There will be next season. Maybe this is our chance, John.
I think I remember we found it, and the bloke who did it had a very funny name, like Phil Butt or something. Like it was Graham Arse. It had a really funny name.
Should we call ourselves that next season with me, Graham Arse, and me, Phil Butt? Updates coming through from Raphael, Canada.
The Western League podcast.
I like it. Yeah, we're not in the Western.
Phil Hiscock. That was his name. Hi.
I'm Phil. Yeah, but you're. Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
Graham Arse.
Have anybody seen a Phil Hiscock? Yeah.
I just need somebody to fill his cock. Can you just fill his cock? Phil Hiscock. How is the West? How many episodes are they in the West?
We're coming for you, son.
We're coming for you.
Do you want me to tell you where is the Western League? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's very good. I will say that.
I'm not having this with these people. I've had people come for me this week on Twitter because I called it the PE teacher league, right? The league we're going into. I've had loads of people. You need to respect the non-leagues. There are some very well-run clubs down there. You need to learn some humility. There are some very well-run, and you may catch a cold in that league as well.
You may catch a cold.
You know, it is the PE teacher league, and you cannot tell me any different.
I can't wait for you to be found out
at this level. There are some very well-run clubs at this level.
The latest edition of the Western League podcast.
Non-League Norman getting in touch with me.
Non-League Norman. I like him. I'm writing
just
that
angry.
Down.
He's angry about people not respecting the non-leagues. Non-League! Respect the non-league. It's as good. Some very well-run clubs, actually.
You come along to Portishead FC and see. See for yourself.
There are some volunteers giving up their time every week. Looking after football, the pyramid, football pyramid.
Football is nothing without the pyramid.
Show it some respect.
Well, you may catch a cold. Alas, that's his catchphrase.
I will be
You may catch a cold.
Well, I look forward to you catching a cold. Non-league Norman.
Non-league Normans. A new thing.
Oh, my God. I can't bear. I mean, I will. I reserve my right to call any team.
Do you want
pot and PET full of PE teachers?
Episode 33, the latest episode of the Western League podcast.
Yeah.
On this week's episode, Torpoint Athletic boss Dean Cardew.
Actually, your laughter there.
You laugh,
John,
at Torpoint.
They are a very well run club. There are some good people giving up their time to run Tor. You should respect. I hope you catch a cold there. I hope you catch a cold.
The top striker runs the ferry by day, comes over in the evening after a long day's ferry driving.
And do you know what? They are a very well-run club.
They also speak to Wells City chairman Steve Loxton.
Good guy. Very good guy.
On the reality of running a Toolstation Western League side. And I tell you, it's no laughing matter.
Look, there's some good teams at that level. Some very well-run clubs. And I think you'll find, when you're in playing them, unless you show some humility, you'll catch a cold.
Also, but last, I speak to Gillingham Town manager Ollie Feltham. Is he related to Phil Hiscock? Feltham? Hiscock?
Felt is... Yeah, sure. We got them. So anyway, I've had those people on to me this week. Bloody...
It's always fun, isn't it? Yeah.
I will continue to try and piss them off. Should we go through some scores in the National League South, John?
If we must.
Yeah, come on. Let's see how we people are getting on. Did Chesterfield get promoted? It's what day, you know, is it, John? It's Thursday.
I meant to look
did
at people, that last
did they get promoted? I think they lost. They were 3-1 down.
Really? Because they were point away, weren't they? From
If I know how this sort of thing works.
The Little League works. They did. They lost 4-2 to Halifax. Yeah.
If I know how this sort of thing works. They lost on purpose because they want to win at home to go up at home.
It's Paul Cook, isn't it? All over.
Yeah, we wanted to win it at home.
It's much more fun.
Wanted to win at home, you know, because it's good to win at home.
Good luck to Chesterfield.
Yeah, Wealdstone lost
home
to Bromley as well. Did Manny Dukas now join Wealdstone?
Great.
From Maidstone, going around the stones.
Too good for us.
He scored an absolute worldie.
Going around the stones. What he's sacked off. Mick, he's sacked off. Charlie Watts. Bill Wyman said he was too old.
After that business with the 13-year-old. I'm going to leave it.
And last but not least was... what's the guitar? Stones, does it?
Have you done Charlie Watts?
Oh, God.
I
can't remember the names of the Rolling Stones. People are shouting now at the podcast.
Can you shout a bit louder?
What's his name? Oh, my God, John. Honestly, my brain is gone. It doesn't work anymore.
I don't really like it.
Here it comes. Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, seriously.
Keith Richards, of course. Keith Richards does, of course, sound like someone who runs Torpoint Athletic. Who you need to speak to?
Torpoint manager Keith Richards. I was thinking...
Actually, a very good manager at this level, actually. So you should be good to show some respect.
A bit more respect to Keith Richards.
Actually.
Right. And after that, we had a Mel's all to speak to Brian Jones. The stones.
Bill Wyman, be down, groundsman.
Bill Wyman is a good non-league name.
Bill Wyman is a definite groundsman. Yeah. Chief groundsman, Bill Wyman. Tells us
Bill Wyman.
How he's getting on with the new 3G pitch.
And Mike Jagger. Definitely.
Hello, Mike Jagger here. Chief exec and chief cook and bottle washer, I call myself. Some very well-run clubs, actually.
Actually, down
in the Toolstation Western
League.
You
may mock.
But non-league Norman.
You are going to get egg on your face.
Egg on your... you will catch a cold. When we are catching a cold. When we are catching a cold at Basingstoke Town away next season. Because some fucking head of year two has... put a hat trick by us.
Wanged one in.
He's a bit tired because he stayed up late marking the night before.
the whole school assembly to prep for. Yeah.
I still will call them Tin Pot. I reserve the right.
Reserve the right to call them Tin Pot. Very quickly, let's just do Saturday in the National League because it's a bit more an interesting league. Oh, yeah. Oldham 2, Chesterfield 2. So left Chesterfield needing a point, which they didn't get midweek. Oh, yeah. AFC Fylde 1, Wealdstone 2. So Manny Duku scored an absolute worldie. I saw that on social media. Duku and Dylan Da Silva both at the same club now. How's that happen? How are they both playing in the league above us? Garbage.
And what's his face? Corey Andrews.
Corey Andrews,
the largest arse in football.
Well, except of course Graham Arse. The
of course, runs a very host of the Western League podcast. Runs a very good club, actually. So it'd be Brian Wilson, of course. There runs it with his cousins, of course. Brian Wilson runs Exmouth Town. Brian Wilson there. Lovely. Right, come on, keep going, John.
Bournemouth 0, Altrincham 1.
Yeah.
I'm sort of losing the will to live even as I'm saying these. Bromley 0.
Where are Altrincham now? How's Altrincham getting on? Any good?
Should we just look at the table? I can't be bothered to go through them all.
Yes, we've got these letters and we wanted to do a thing.
Are top with 92, so they are awaiting promotion. Barnet, Bromley, Solihull Moors, Aldershot, Halifax and Altrincham make up the playoffs.
Come on, Altrincham.
Gateshead and Oldham just outside, so they could still be in the mix as well.
Gateshead are on the run, aren't they? They're scoring a hatful, aren't they?
Oxford City rooted to the bottom. They are basically down. And then it's really anyone from Dorking Wanderers, Kidderminster and York. They're in the relegation zone. Kidderminster have fallen off a cliff. The Phil Brown effect is
gone. We won't be playing any of these anyway because we'll be down again.
Well, exactly. No wins in four now for Kidderminster. And then just outside, Bournemouth, Maidenhead, Eastleigh, Fylde, Wealdstone. I mean, it's very, very tight. All the way up to 12, basically. Ebbsfleet, Woking, Hartlepool, Dagenham. A shame that Woking have pulled themselves clear. They're on a good run now. A real shame.
Really disappointing we went down last season, isn't it? I really feel like we'd have much more chance of finding a new owner if we hadn't gone down.
Yeah. And it's a much easier league this season. Chesterfield have walked it.
Dreadful.
And then tiny little Tin Pot National League South, Yeovil top. Chelmsford Braintree.
Well, you may think that.
What you say, Tin Pot?
You are finding out now, aren't you? Hubris.
Hubris. Oh, Hubris, of course, that's the
Hubris, of course, is chief exec of the Western Tool Station shit station league.
And he's enjoying seeing you struggle, Hubris. I spoke to him last night.
Walks constantly walking around with egg on his face,
Hubris. the playoffs, Yeovil have basically done it, but they are no winning four, so they're on a bit of a poor run, but Chelmsford, Braintree, Hampton, Richmond, Worthing, Maidstone, St Albans make up the playoffs with Bath and Aveley just outside, probably Farnborough and 10th, maybe just about in the mix.
Right.
The playoffs, and then Dartford, Eastbourne, Havant and Dover down at the bottom.
There we are.
3 points above the drop zone.
Yeah. About to drop into the drop zone.
Taunton have played three guessing games. Three less
games. Has he got a moustache?
Truro.
Has he got blonde hair?
Truro played five less.
Is it Herman?
Truro played five less games.
They've just decided not to play any games. Surely Taunton will get a points deduction. Why have we got a points deduction for not even being in administration? Stupid.
It's a good point. It's a stupid rule.
Stupid rule.
But it's the same for everybody. Shut up. Sorry.
Shut up. Well, you may say shut up, but I'm trying to solve your football club, actually. You do well to show some respect because there are some well-run clubs at this level.
Well-run clubs? You will catch a cold. There you go.
That it, John?
That'll do it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. And John, I believe we've got some people on the line. It may be the saviours.
Yeah, when I mean, we're not a talkie podcast, but...
Not a talkie. I mean, it feels like it so far, but...
Feels a little bit like maybe, it.
You know, that's how it goes. That's
just the way it goes. It's talkie's turn this week. And yeah, we've got a couple of prospective buyers on the line who wanted to outline some of their plans and put themselves in the mix. But
okay, what are their names?
Well, they're only speaking to us on condition of anonymity. So
okay,
we've had to disguise their anonymity. She's the secretary of
anonymity,
Helston AFC, and you would do well to listen to her.
No one's ever seen her.
She very much remains in the background. Anonymity, yes. Yes, they've spoken to us on condition of anonymity because they don't want to give anything away. So we've had to disguise their voices. But
we'll run the club, actually, Helston. So you can do your jokes all you like.
You will have egg on your face.
There's some good people there and you're laughing at them. Right. All right. Let's talk to these. Let's talk to these people. It sounds like they might be the saviours of Talk United FC.
Sort of basically let them speak for themselves, really.
Okay. Hello. Hello there. Hello, you there?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Yes.
We are here to save the club.
We have the time has bloody come where drastic action is required. And we're amongst the
ready babies, to put our money where our bloody mouth is. Bloody hell!
There's only one problem. We've got no bloody money.
You've got a pension, though, on you, from your years at Centrax.
Yes, I've got a bloody pension.
Got that bloody pension? You can put that in. Don't say your name, Roger. Don't say your name.
Gotta keep it secret. So, will we thought if we are successful, there'll be a priority for moaners.
Yep.
You get a discount if you do a lot of moaning.
On the way in.
A discount for moaners.
Will you enjoy any of it? I won't enjoy a second. £2 off.
We don't want you if you're a happy clapper. We're standing on a ticket to make Claymore more negative. Make Claymore moan again. That's what we're saying.
You can make me moan again. That's all that.
That's it, yes.
That's it. But don't tell anybody who we are. Watch it, Brian. Who are we? Right, you've got your pension from Centrax. I got mine from setting up my ice cream business. And that'll be more than enough.
We're in a position to make a move. We can't say too much. We've had to sign NDAs. Which, when I thought it was something to do with Newton Abbott.
When I sold the ice cream business, I had 99 problems. But that was just logistical. So we worked it all out.
Await further information.
You do not know who we are, but bloody hell,
get over there, find the bloody club, let us know. Come on.
Gonna put Dean Edwards back in charge because we love Shannon.
That's the second part of our big platform. Bring them all the legends back. Sammy Collins.
Sammy Collins, hot, hot friend.
Get him, exhume him if we must.
If we needs be. Robert Stubbs in goal.
Stubbs. Yeah. Don Mills. All the rest of them. John Bond. Bring them back.
Bring them back, the bastards. Bloody hell, Dean. And Dean Edwards in charge because he lost 7-2 or something on his only game in charge. We got a good lot of shouting that day. Bloody hell! Await further information.
Await news.
Well, they sounded like they had a few quid.
Yeah.
John, Centrac's pension, obviously doing well. And the
it's a good pension.
Ice cream business. So
yeah.
We await further news from whoever they were.
Keep looking at keep looking at the skies. Who says that?
Yeah. Patrick Moore. I don't know.
Patrick Moore?
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know. Is it?
Quite simple.
Chris Lintott?
Really. Yeah, good bit.
Simple, really. Chris Lintott's got a new book out. Everybody should go and buy that.
Yes, I saw that. Yes. Good old Chris.
Yeah, good old Chris. Well done, Chris. Chris. Hello, Chris. that's from PlayStation.
Who wants
PlayStation.
To be a millionaire?
PlayStation, who wants to be a millionaire?
The National Obsession.
Any letters, John?
Yeah, a couple of letters.
No, let's do some letters then, shall we? Here we go. When you go, we'll send back a letter from a listener. Quite on the same thing there. We're doing the podcast, though, because, you know, look, just because the club's dying doesn't mean we are.
No, exactly. We're still going.
Here we are.
John Greenwood says, on the ice.
On the ice, John.
Listening to the pod last week, it was lovely hearing from a fellow shaman getting in touch.
Oh.
Not a bloke in a...
could do with one.
Staff.
Could do with one. A little dance shaman. In the middle of the pitch. Hey, hey.
Shaman. John, the outfit looks great on you.
I tell you what, since we burnt that cap, all hell has been let loose.
I don't think we knew what we were messing with, did we?
The power in that cap, what was it? It was definitely something because it's all hell has broken loose.
Really unleashed some sort of
Simon,
sort of
I can't believe you burnt that hat. Unbelievable.
Anyway, yes, John says that it was lovely hearing from a fellow shaman getting in touch. But oh my, was it a schoolboy error asking for a FOF number straight off the bat?
What a fool.
Who did that last week? It was Freddie Dingo. Yeah, Halifax Town fan.
Don't even say his name.
Immediately asked for a FOF number. So,
Gosh. Well, I mean, I'll just give him his due. We might not have said the rules for a while. If you ask for a FOF number, you don't get one.
No, you don't. Anyway, John says, come on, we're better than that. But while I'm here, a quick National League North update. Yes, he's on.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Oh, thank you, John.
Which has been very good this season. Tamworth still top and well clear. It would take John Pemberton to go in as director of football to stop them going up. Loving your work. Keep it up. Regards, John Greenwood. Yes, thank you. Oh, yes, lovely, and a good point. Pembo still
might be trying to buy the goals.
Strike.
Never know.
Imagine
maybe
that happens.
He's part of a consortium.
Liquidated immediately.
Anything else, John? Any other
letters?
One of
the
Thank letter. You for that, John.
And a new correspondent from Steve Badcott. Stephen Badcott.
Hello, Stephen. On the ice to you.
On the ice, Steve.
Like we've met him before. Seen him on a couple of away games. I feel like maybe not. Who knows? Let's
maybe
find
not.
Out.
I think this is definitely his first letter, though, unless I'm doing him a mass. Oh, no, it's not. But to be fair, his first email was in 2017. So talk about leaving it.
God.
Talk about playing the long game for a FOF number.
Tell you what, we've been going for ages, John. Absolutely ages, this podcast.
This was a real, trying to making sure we just didn't
well done,
go in too quick for the FOF number. He's left it 6 years. He's written another email.
I think you get a FOF number if you leave it 6 years between letters. I think that shows
maybe
it's a new rule.
Okay.
New rule.
New rule. Steve Kudinch. FOF number. I
Dua Lipa's
admire...
new rules. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two.
Two. Don't ask for a FOF number.
Dua Lipa, of course, if she wants a FOF, welcome.
Yeah, very much. Steve said, anyway, says, hello, I've enjoyed your podcast for some time and wondered when I heard via your podcast that John Pemberton had a new job, whether his new job might have been running a funeral parlor in Hull. It would be just like things.
Oh yes. Like
John, for things to have gone out of hand and have a stockpile of bodies and mixed up urns full of ashes. I've missed this story. Was there some time?
Oh, you know, you didn't see this story. A couple of people were stocking, but taking the bodies, John, stocking them in the back room, just not really looking after them.
Oh.
And then giving people ashes that weren't their actual ashes. So I think it's quite a grim, story, but I don't think even John would fall that far. But you never know, do you?
It's just the way it goes for us, as we know.
Just the way it goes for him. He's still got his job at the royal family. So
of course, you couldn't pin that on Hearst, because Hearst is far more respectful.
Hearst
to let
is
that,
very,
that sort of
very
thing
respectful.
Happen.
Hearst is very respectful with
he's
his
planning
Bluetooth
an end of
headset.
End of season wake for Torquay United, though, which I imagine will be fun.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure we'll have something to do with that. Yeah, sure.
And Stephen also says, in fact, I wonder if Torquay has suffered something similar in being donated the wrong bodies to sport our yellow and blue colours, as I don't think the dead could have played much worse than Torquay did against Taunton. Best wishes, Stephen.
We were so bad against Torquay. Well, we weren't. It just couldn't pass to the correct shirt, could we?
I watched that game. I was... coming home from Cheltenham, so I didn't see that.
It's like we were doing all the right things, but not necessarily in the right order that game.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Wasn't good. Is that it, John?
That's it. That's it all.
That's it. How do people get in touch, John? What's the email address?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com, or it is NatObsPod on Twitter.
And on TikTok, sometimes stuff turns up on there, doesn't
it? Yeah, I've not put anything on there for a while because we've been a bit all over the place, but... I'm going to get back on that.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? A lot of Torquay fans will be pleased to know I watched the nearly final edit of my special this week Buncombe Theatre. Mm. And a lot of them are in it. Some of them are in it more than me.
And exciting. You had a nice, on that note, conversation with...
On that note, we'll do that next time. Yeah,
okay, we'll do that next
time.
We've
got time for
that now. We've got to get on with it.
It's Torbay Taxis based, John, but it's hugely exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
And we'll do it next time. Lovely. On the ice to you, everybody.
Thank you
Enjoy
very
your
much.
Football if you can. Come on, you girls. Someone buy us, please.
Please. On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.